Ed intisimgħu Radio Lauretana fuq il-frekwenza 89.3 FM. Radio Lauretana, ir-radju tal-Komunità Parrokkjali tal-Madonna tal-Loreto, ansilem.
Semmija ta' Radio Lauretana. Nilqakom għall-aħħar program minn din l-iskeda. Illum ser inkun intervista lil Eric Ingalle Charles li hu rakkontatur prim u għandu preżenza teatrali qawwija. Palma għamilt l-aħħar darba l-intervista ma' Eric ser issir bl-Ingliż, però ser inkun nagħmel traduzzjoni tal-punti ewlenin li ser niddiskutu. And I quote again from your book, Eric. To this day, I have not seen a picture of my father. I love my name Ingalle because it is the one thing I have that attached me to my late father, for Eric and Charles are colonial implants. I used to go through the collection of photographs in my aunt's house, but there was not a single picture of my father. You mentioned colonial implants. How does colonialism has affected your life, Eric? And your country, Cameroon, are the repercussions of colonialism still felt?
How colonialism affected my life. You know, Elena, most Africans and Cameroonians in particular are fragments of those who came. Can you imagine now, as a Cameroonian, even though we have 320 languages, we've been told that through colonial diktat that we can only speak English and French. So look at me now. I speak English, French, Russian, Welsh, Pidgin, and Bakwiri. See, Bakwiri is the one language that I should be fluent in because these are the languages that were spoken by my ancestors. But I struggle. I have to freeze things in my head before I speak Bakwiri. You know, Ngale, yes, is the only thing that I have which belonged to my father. So, for example, when my mom calls me Eric, I know that I have done something wrong. When she calls me Ngale, I know I have done something right. My mom has never called me Charles, because Charles, this just glorify the fact that although I'm a Cameroonian, I'm effectively an outsider. Charles is a name that belongs to those who came. So Cameroon, first of all, the Portuguese dip their toes in Cameroon. Then the German colonized Cameroon. So from 1884 till 1916, everything Cameroonian was German. Until the German lost in the inter-European tribal war of 1914-17, Cameroon was a German colony. And then Cameroon became under the Versailles Treaty. Cameroon was given to the French and the English. And the repercussions of colonialism are still felt to this day because Cameroon is at the brink of a civil war because we are fighting along old colonial lines. So half of Cameroon is English, half is French, not even half. 70% of Cameroon is French, 30% is English. But the bulk of resources in Cameroon today are in the English side. Yes, so Cameroon today, we are fighting a proxy war on old colonial lines. So England and France are the two elephants that are fighting. But we Cameroonians are the grass and we are suffering.
Il-kolonializmu kif affettu għalek ħajtek u l-Kamerun? Il-reperkussjonijiet tal-kolonializmu għadhom jinħassu? U Eric jgħidilnek, ħafna mill-Afrikani, speċjalment aħna n-nies tal-Kamerun, aħna frammenti tal-kolonializmu. Aħna nitkellmu bil-Franċiż u bl-Ingliż, jien nitkellem diversi lingwi, fosthom il-Bakweri, il-lingwa tal-antenati tiegħi. Meta kont nagħmel xi ħaġa ħażina, ommi kienet tajjeħ li Eric, meta nagħmel xi ħaġa tajba, ingalle. L-isem Eric qatt ma użatu. Għal xi żmien il-Kamerun kienet kolonja Ġermaniża. Il-kolonjaliżmu għadu jinħass issa u ħafna drabi tkun tinħass li ser ikun hemm xi gwerra ċivili fil-pajjiż. Nofs il-Kamerun u Franċiż u nofs ieħor u Ingliż. Il-ġlied li hemm fil-Kamerun hu mmotivat mill-kolonjaliżmu. Franza u l-Ingilterra huma l-infanti li qegħdin jirfsu fuq l-art fuq il-ħaxix u l-ħaxix huma aħna. You have chosen to narrate your memories by writing a memoir. Why a memoir? So not to forget these memories?
Yes, you know, when my daughter read the book, she said, "Dad, if this were fiction, your character would have been killed." So that is a summation of the book. So I had to write it because these are a collection of memories and things that happened. I wasn't an outside observant. I actively took part in the things that I have narrated in this book. You see, the only difference is when I spoke to my publisher, he said we needed to change the names of some of the characters in this book because the characters are highly suspicious and people will try to make lawsuit. But for me, it was I was placed in a situation where I wasn't in control. So I had to tell this book as truthful to my knowledge as to the thing that happened. So there are other people who write a far better book than I have done, but it will probably be fiction. So I had to rely on narration. I could not be distracted about maybe the sun comes out or the morning breeze. I could not be painting colorful pictures. I didn't want to distract the reader because this is a life story. This is my life. This is I'm not sitting in the old people's home reflecting and then writing about a particular memory. This is something that was active and continuous, and I had to write it that way. But maybe when I'm in an old people's home, because my daughter keeps saying she'll put me in an old people's home, I'll write a collection of memories and I'll add elements of fiction. But this one, I had to write it as it is, without distracting.
Inti għażilt li tikteb il-memorji tiegħek fi ktieb. Għaliex ktibt dawn il-memorji biex ma tinsiex? U Eric jgħidilnek, jien ktibt dawn il-memorji għax dawn mhumiex finzjoni. Dawn l-affarijiet li nirrakkonta għaddejt minnhom jien stess. Meta kellimt lill-pubblikatur tiegħi, issuġġerili li nbidlu l-ismijiet ta' biċċa mill-karattri. Fil-kitba tiegħi ma rridx li l-qarrija jintilfu f'ħafna deskrizzjonijiet li jien m'għaddejtx minnhom. Rrid li l-ktieb ikun reali kemm jista' jkun. After this long journey from Cameroon to Russia and finally to Wales, have you found refuge? Do you still consider yourself a traveler searching for a space to inhabit?
Well, like I said, you know, by the time I came to Wales, all I had were my memories, you know. So Wales gave me back my name. It gave me back my identity. And thanks to Wales, my mother no longer cries at night. So have you found a refuge? I have found a home. Yes, but in my mind, I will always travel. There are some times that I wake up in the night and I find myself in Gozo. I find myself in the classroom with you. I find myself in Valletta. I find myself in Sicily. I find myself... So effectively, I have become a bird that travels at night when my eyes are closed. Sometimes I follow the music of my rains back to my broken landscape. You know, I am moving back and forth at all times. And I think this is why I write, because I have become many different characters in different places. There are many different fragments of me in different places. So I visit these places when I close my eyes. So yes, Wales has given me a home, and I have become one with it. But this is not where the story ends. You know, I have developed an open mind, and I just want to go somewhere and just become part of the place without being asked questions as to the how, the why. I just want to say, like my friend Graham says, wow, Valletta, wow, Gozo is beautiful. Now, where do the poor people live?
Wara dan il-vjaġġ twil mill-Kamerun għar-Russja u fl-aħħar għal-Wales, inti sibt ir-refuġġju tiegħek? Għadek tikkonsidra lilek innifsek bħala vjaġġatur, tfittex spazju biex toqgħod fih? Meta wasalt f'Wales, l-unika ħaġa li kien baqali kienu l-memorji. Wales tatni lura ismi l-identità tiegħi u grazzi għal Wales ommi m'għadix tibkini bil-lejl. Jien issa sibt post fejn noqgħod. Imma meta nagħlaq għajnejja nsib ruħi f'postijiet differenti, f'Għawdex fil-Belt Valletta jew fil-Kamerun, sir tqisni għasfur nivvjaġġa l-ħin kollu. Il-kidba tagħtini din l-opportunità. Does writing in its many forms give you refuge?
Writing in many forms. You know, it's not just about writing in many forms. It's like writing in many languages. Yes, and there's something beautiful about it. You know, I sometimes I write one line, two line, three line, four line poems or renga poetry, a chain of poems. But I love writing as a whole. Writing is a place of refuge, a place of escapism. But most important for me is the idea of language and writing in all the forms. So I was trying to tell my daughter that, for example, as a Bakori boy growing up in the village, we have two types of raining season. Two types. So in August, we have the rain that comes in August, we call it Mbua Njoku. And Mbua means rain, Njoku means elephant. But if you combine these two together, Mbua Njoku, it means the rain that falls are so heavy, it feels as if elephants are falling on your roof. And then the second rain is what we call Mbua Wekundunde. And Mbua Wekundunde simply means the rain that brings the villagers to their farms. So the children love Mbua Njoku because it is so heavy. All we do is sit in the kitchen with our mother and eat and eat and eat. The children don't like Wekundunde Mbua because it means that we have to go and help our parents in the farm. Now, if you are writing a poem and you say the rains that came in August or Mbua Njoku, you see, with brevity, you use less words, but the images are so big because I like the idea of the rains are so heavy, it feels as if elephants are falling on your roof. But you combine it in just two words, Mbua Njoku. Yeah, so writing in all its form provides one a refuge, escapism, and then you can predict things, you know, when you are moving from one form or the other. And I think that's the beauty of it. And writing, literary writing, whether it's poetry, prose, fiction, non-fiction, should be taught in schools. I mean, people can create their own work, create their own utopia or dystopia if you wanted to. Yeah, so that is the beauty of writing in all its forms.
Il-kidba fid-diversi forum tagħha toffri lekken? Iktar milli nikteb f'diversi forum, l-iktar ħaġa importanti illi nikteb f'diversi lingwi. U din hija esperjenza sabiħa mmens xi daqqiet nikteb xi poeżija. Imma l-importanti li nikteb. Il-kidba hija mezz ta' refuġju. I-forma ta' ħarba. L-aktar ħaġa importanti hija l-lingwa u l-kidba. Kull lingwa għandha l-klim tagħha li diffiċli titraduġih għaliex jitlef il-maġija tiegħu. Jackie Kay describes you and your writing in the following words. His voice reaches out across the divides, across the lands, from Cameroon to Russia to the UK, taking it all in. How much do you think it is important that your voice reaches a wide audience across the globe, to cross borders and frontiers that are constantly being raised? Is this a mission which your writing tries to fulfill?
Oh my God, Elena, you know, when I woke up in the morning and I read the article in the Guardian newspaper that Jackie Kay had selected me as one of the 10 black writers in the UK, I was so excited. I was like, oh my God. So I've been playing this drum in isolation, not knowing that people were actually listening. And then to describe me in those fine words, his voice reaches out across the divide, across the land, from Cameroon to Russia to UK, taking it all in. You know, I'm like, yes, effectively, because we can either pretend that there are people don't live on the other side of the bridge. We can pretend that people don't live on the other side of the river. We can pretend that the world is only our small village, our small cities, but that is not the truth. The world is big, and we can pretend that colonialism never took place. We can pretend that slavery never took place. We can pretend. These are all histories. It depends on interpretation. And so until we give the lion the chance to write its own history, the story will always be told from the perspective of the hunter. So I am effectively a bridge builder, and this is what my work has been. So I've done work with Wales Arts International, Literature Frontier, Alexander Berkler, lots of people, because I believe in cross-cultural collaboration. So there is, otherwise we'll all be quoting Shakespeare, quoting Adrian Grimmer, quoting John Portelli, quoting, you know, but we'll forget about the stories and the voices that only exist on the periphery. You know, that will risk becoming what Ngugi Wa Thiong'o will call the inglorious Mildred. You know, we quote Canterbury Tales, but what happens to the man on the streets of Gozo? What happens to the beggars of Valletta? What happens to the tea pluckers of Tole? How do we reach to these voices? And this is where I come in. So, like, for example, in 2018, for the first time, the National Poet of Wales, my very good friend, Mr. Ivor Abglin, and Mike Jenkins, we went to Cameroon. And Mr. Ivor had written about the African experience through newspaper clippings. He wrote about Uganda and the real world children. Mike writes in English and Pidgin and Meta English. They already had these elements of hybridity in their work, but they had not been to this part of the world. But through my initiative and with the help of Wales Arts International, we went to Cameroon. Albeit a microcosm of Africa, but this has changed their perspective and has changed their writing. And this is what we do. This is what our work. We are bridge builders. Effectively, we build a bridge, and it matters not who crosses.
Kem taħseb li hu importanti li f'kitbitek u leħnek jilħu udjenza wiesa madwar id-dinja li jaqsmu l-frontieri li kontinwament jinbnew. Il-kitba tiegħek tindirizza dawn il-problemi. Wieħed jista' jippretendi li d-dinja hija magħmula biss mill-postijiet li ngħixu aħna fihom, li l-pont għandu naħa waħda biss, imma dan mhuwiex minnu, irridu nagħtu ċans lil kulħadd jgħid l-istorja tiegħu u l-istejjer li nikdbu aħna l-awturi jilħu lil kulħadd. Jiena nemmen ħafna f'dan. You end your memoir with these words. The story had to be told, especially with the situation in Cameroon right now. People are still falling victim of human trafficking in a grand scale. This book is a warning. Many Cameroonians died in Russia. Who knows how many are dying in Libya, chasing that dream of going to the white man's land, the land of milk and honey. And this is a quote from your book, Eric. This promised land, the European El Dorado, are dreams which are made not to come true. Your memoir is now a year old. I feel that it is still relevant and will remain, especially in this scenario of pushbacks, xenophobia and racisms. How much do you think that your memoir will help in the integration of refugees and asylum seekers within our communities?
I like your word, the European El Dorado of dreams, right? You see, I cry. I feel sad, and I'm just one person. You know, when I see these people were dying in the Mediterranean, and the Mediterranean has become a graveyard for many people lost, especially those coming from the continent of Africa, chasing the gold and the silver that their forefathers sold for broken mirrors. It saddens me, it saddens me. I mean, like I said to you, the situation is worse now in Cameroon because not that it's a failed state, but the state has placed such a burden on its citizens. You know, it is difficult for anyone to become someone in Cameroon. You have to know somebody. You have to become part of the state paraphernalia. You know, there are all of these things, and the signs are not encouraging. So somebody would rather take their chances and be swallowed by the Mediterranean rather than going back. Again, families. My book is targeting families. My book is targeting families because you have small money and you want to send your child to Europe to come and claim asylum to suffer. There is so much things that you can do back at home. You know, coming to Europe, it's a myth, you suffer. People, the Mediterranean will spit on your faces, you become different things, people will call you different names, you know. But we are in a dire situation anyway. But to be honest, I hope that the book changes people's mind, helps with integration. But you know, this is just one voice. This is my voice. There are many Eringa lectures in our midst, but people just don't pay attention to it. And I had to tell this story. I had to tell this story. Otherwise, I too would have been lost in those who sing the chorus of asylum seekers and refugees. It was important for me to become Eric Ngale Charles, the name that I was given, even though by those who came. I had to become I, Eric Ngale, the name that I remembered. I didn't just want to be lost and become part of the global migration. I didn't want to be cladded in the garments of an outcast. I didn't just want to be a refugee or an asylum seeker. I had to become who I was when I left my mother's stomach with my 12 teeth, or was it one teeth? My mother, I have to ask my mom about that story again. You know, but I know that I hated breast milk. I wanted to eat proper food.
Kem taħseb li l-ktib tiegħek sejjin fl-integrazzjoni tar-refugjati u ta' dawk li qegħdin ifittxu l-ażil fil-komunitajiet tagħna? Inħossni mdejja meta nara daqshekk nies fil-Mediterran. Il-Mediterran sar ċimiterju ta' nies ġejjin mill-Afrika. Iħassra meta xi ħadd li jixtieq jipprova jibda ħajja ġdida jispiċċa jinbela bil-baħar Mediterran. Nixtieq li l-ktib tiegħi jħalli impatt fuq l-qarrija li jibdlilhom il-perspettiva dwar ir-refuġjati. Imma mhux jien biss qiegħed ngħid dawn l-istejjer, jien qed l-istorja tiegħi għax ma rridx nintilef mal-bqija u ħadd ma jkun jaf bl-istorja tiegħi jekk ma nirrakkontajhiex jien stess. You have teamed with artist Nikki Arscott to create a poetry comic titled Testimony, Three Poems. How was this work received? And how does it complement your memoir?
I love Nikki Arscott. Nikki Arscott and I are very good friends now. I love her work. You know, I met Nikki in a place in North Wales called Machynlleth. And Nikki attended my poetry writing workshop and she was sitting in front of me. So I'm thinking, oh my God, who's this girl? But it turns out that she was a wonderful writer and a great comic. And the three poems that she used to do testimony, I think The Last Ritual, Warnings to a Stubborn Child, and then Journeyman. I love these three poems because The Last Ritual is a summary of I, Eric Ngale. And then Warning to a Stubborn Child is the thing that my mother used to tell me about my stubbornness and the fact that one day I'll meet Jukuke and Mevoka, the two devils who determine my destiny. And that came to pass. And Journeyman is my memory of when I first came to Wales. You know, people were asking me, so Eric, can you tell us how you got to Wales? But these questions were too confusing because I didn't know whether I should tell them about my first memory of Cameroon or how I got to Russia or how I came to Wales as a 63-year-old Zimbabwean. You know, but this person, my Welsh friend, placed his hands on my shoulders and said, you should not divide yourself between the judge, the jury, the prosecution, or the defense. And then he concluded by saying, Eric, your light will shine here in Wales. and not under the gallows. Croeso, croeso, croeso. So this person welcomed me and said, here in Wales, my light will shine and not under the gallows. So they kind of placed red carpets on my path, took me under their wings, taught me how to write and become a better writer. But this was 20 years ago. If it wasn't for that welcome, then maybe you and I would not be having this this conversation. Yes, yeah, so Nikki and I would do the collaboration, and it's been translated into Hungarian, translated into Welsh, and it's used in the Arts Council of Wales website. It's used by the Welsh government. It's used in schools, you know. But again, collaboration does. This is the work of bridge builders. This is what you use different art forms. And this is the future. This is the future, because you can pretend all you want, but there are people who live on the other side of the river while you are on this side. And at some point, you're going to have to meet. And that is what culture does. We are effectively ambassadors.
Flimkien ma' Nikki Ascott loqt poezija f'format komik. Kif intlaqa dan ix-xogħol u kif jikkumplimenta l-ktieb tiegħek? Dan ix-xogħol jirrifletta ħafna l-Ħajti, jixbaħ lill-ktieb tiegħi, I, Eric Ngalle Charles. Il-kulturi differenti jarbuna lejn xulxin u aħna ambassaturi tal-kultura. U dan huwa importanti fid-dinja tal-lum peress li ħadd m'għandu jgħix waħdu. Could you read us one of your poems, Eric, please?
Okay, I'll read this poem to you. The title of this poem is Evonda. Evonda in Bakuri means time. So time in this poem is a relative concept. So when I'm in Cameroon, I know the time is 5:45 because my mother wakes up and she brings out her old wheelbarrow. And she wants to take it to the market. So I equate the noise of this old wheelbarrow with Sunday and Thursdays. This is, I know then the time is 5:45. So in Lekwith in Cardiff, I know it's 6:30 because my friend's dogs start barking or the cats meowing. So time in this poem is relative and it's called Evonda. And I'm also using another Bakuri two lines, which is Ono wandingundu maliwa aindendo yondo. Ono wandingundu maliwa aindendo yondo, which means the reasons you give for killing me are not good enough. Water always journeys, water always flows. Ono wandingundu maliwa aindendo yondo. The reasons you give for killing me are not good enough. Water always journeys. Water always flows. So, I'll do the poem now. Evonda, Evonda, Ono wandingundu, maliwa aindendo yondo. Endlessly lost, placing ribbons on our foreheads, portals into fairy lands, upon our return, we speak in tongues. They place us in asylums, junctions and crossings mentioned in our stories of transitions, a union of Mbori chorusing, Iruki Imuka, Iruki Imuka, questioning why we are deceasing. Ono wandingundu, maluwa aindendo yondo. From this cell, watching trees falling, ants holding their heads as if praying, bugs and spiders clapping, woodpeckers diving deep on their big tadpoles pleading, and beyond the greenery of Abetawe, rabbits fiddling with their nuts. Ono wandingundu, maliwa aindendo yondo. Flowing down hills, frogs croaking, mating lizards, heads shaking, starling, zigzagging, rhyming, feeding on earth's piteous offering, on a brown leaf, chameleons camouflaging, twisting tongue, enticing, a mosquito dying, fate sealed sadly. Ono wandingundu, maliwa aindendo yondo. Thank you very much, Elena, for having me. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. And we go for some fish meal again somewhere. Have a lovely day. As we say in Cardiff, Hwyl fawr, that is goodbye in Welsh.
Many thanks, Eric, for joining us today. Warm wishes for Christmas and a blessed New Year. Din il-poezija li għadu kam qaralna Eric issibuha fuq il-Facebook ta' il-Malti il-Letteratura u l-Ilin. Eżis semmija grazzi tal-li segwejtuna u għal skeda oħra.